A very, very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from Voice of America on Wednesday, the 18th of June, 2018. And this is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Washington, D.C. I'm Mike Ove.
And I'm Evan Zininga.
Once again, welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to The Connection, your youth forum. Tonight, on our weekly youth segment, we are discussing the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's move to not only finally make the voters' roll accessible to all political stakeholders in Zimbabwe ahead of the 2018 general elections, but to make it accessible online. We've received several different requests for us to disclose the link as to where one can inspect their name on the voters' roll, not online. So, if you're looking to figure that out, stay tuned and make sure you stay tuned into the program because we'll be disclosing that information.
Hey, so to join our discussion, you can phone us directly on 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
Live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on our 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. We also live stream on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and of course, VOA Shana.
Go ahead. If you are just joining us right now, welcome to the Youth Forum, The Connection. And this evening, we are looking at the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's move to finally roll out the electronic voters' roll and making it accessible online to all Zimbabweans' political stakeholders ahead of the 2018 general elections.
ZEC's move is something that has come after several different requests and protests, one which was organized by the MDC Alliance last week and other political players who are looking to compete in this year's political general elections. And of course, the average citizen was also there up in the streets alongside MDC Alliance trying to figure out, hey guys, ZEC, where's our names? Where's the voters' roll? Evans?
They are all looking out and we're trying to realize how the voters' roll is an integral part and a very important aspect of the coming up elections. So whoever is considering to go and vote, you need to know the nomination code will be sitting in a couple of days from now. And some political players are already not happy with how ZEC has handled business. And as we are here today looking at what's going to be happening, we have guests coming to join us. Mm-hmm. Mike, you want to share who the guests are?
Well, of course, we're looking to have Reynard Ngube, who's one of our independent candidates, some will call him an aspiring member of parliament at Lobengula Njuba constituency. We're also looking to have one of our regulars, Gift Ostalio Siziba. He's a member of, what's that movement you call it? Generational consensus. And of course, he is a human rights activist in the Zimbabwe community, well known. So we're looking to have those members come on board. And of course, we're going to be disclosing certain things like what ZESIN and other organizations have had to say about the rollout of the voter registration period. But of course, folks, before we dive deep into this program, we've got a nice video for you. And that is, of course, talking about the voter registration period. That is also going to be talking about the voter rollout. Let's take a look.
Motors is a go by the agorizi. Vurkuzi zaga. ende vana vakachadyiwa marombe akuperera kuma 2 weeks vose vari vachiti kudyiwa kupfekwa kudyiwa kupfekwa
asi mawina loto naini
loto
mapromotwe here
kupromotwa iwe asi tinasindobata kunovota here wangu munhu ari kupinda panyanga ende achipinda ari kupinda neni kumuwanguka mwana wemusha anondiziva ndichedi
saka ndozvamafumirira makuseni kudaro kunge muroi
sokuno ndinongoi ko ndikasvika magetsi aenda ko ndikasvika ndichinzi bhalo pepa rapera kana kuti taneta iri kuzo tinenge tikogara taita achiri makuseni ndozvandapedza
iroro dzungu ramina rero ndochakuruzisa iro dzungiro rero handiti takabhejerana takawirirana ka tikati wangu achinga ahwina chete ndesinjebho yangu ndoda kuiona mbao
takawirirawo kuti wangu uri kuti achinga ahwina haundibvudzo ndodzoka mbamwai mukutaurana ndipo WhatsApp ndipewo password ndinenge ndine diplomatic visa yangu red passport handiti ka
itai mugadzirire dresinjebho yangu
kana newo gara wadzi ndewo passport yangu.
If you're just joining us, we are quickly crossing over to the Election Command Center for the latest national election results update.
Maya Christopher, 7.
Tuyo, Adambrua, Abuda.
Masango Wikenel, 22. Chigere Gomo Nobet, 1,200.
Yangiroko, okay. Masara 2, Iwe Winish, Ira.
Kambarami Nesi, 3,408.
Kambarami
Nesi is here by Zina and Councillor of Ward 24.
Hey, why don't you see him? Hey, who be you?
Me.
Then I'm going to vote again.
Ah, Moussa.
Shesho, I'm going to vote again. I'm going to vote again. I'm going to vote again. What's going on? What? Spelling? What?
I'm going to vote again. Ndi chinda hande itino inspector, hande itino inspector ya mga tukudi. Yee, uda ku inspector, Erika, uda ku inspector.
Aiwa mana mana mungu nani tu izi ndugu zivana 3
Lazoro
good Francis Lazoro Derek Sting ino iji 4 tisi da isanta votra munu dawi napa
ma inspect kwaka mwoto ndipa dressing table yangu
kondu kura ambele ukundo na yu mana ndipo breaka kumana ukundu kundu 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 kundu.
Well, folks, the clip you just saw there is compliments of an organization named Savannah Trust, so thank you so much to them. Vanzo?
That was beautiful, man.
Why don't you inspect? Eric and I inspect.
Both. Good to see you, man, back with the show. What are we talking about today?
Ladies and gentlemen, lamhlanje kuhlelo, we are talking about e-voters roll out. Lamhlanje inhlanganiso ye ZEC. Sebe, they've now made it accessible online. So namhlanje sike saxoxa niyazi vele ukuthi uEvans la uke waxoxa labantu kuhlelo let's talk ngathi khulu kule uxoxa labantu babuza ukuthi mambotharisa yele ukuthi mazitharipo.
Yeah.
Awungichasire ngamafishane ukuthi vanhu vangati nje.
Aha, so tambo kurukura ni vanhu vakawanda, vamwe vanga vari ku Botswana, vamwe vari ku South Africa, vamwe vari ku Beijing, vamwe vari ku Zimbabwe, ku Harare, ku Bulawayo. Nyaya yavo hombe yanga iri yekuti link rakaburitswa reZEC rekuti vanhu vagone kunoona magwaro avo ekuvhotesa kuti mazita avo aripo here akanyorwa zvakanaka here hapana here zvinoda kugadziriswa here vamwe vachiti vanga vachigona kudzvanya link iroro zvobva zvatoita vopinda voona mazita avo voona zvazvakaita asi vamwe vangu vachichema chema kuti hanzi hapasi kubuda date of birth hapasi kubuda kuti uri kuvhotera kupi
kanye lokuthi ungumuntu wesinto uyindoda na noma ungumuntu wesifazana ongabonakala
izozo azvisi kubuda izozo ne date of birth azvisi kubuda asi zvimwe zvese vanga vachiti zviri kubuda zviri right. Of course kune dzimwewo nzimbo dzinonetsa network unoziva zvinhu zvekuZimbabwe signal kumwe kuno zvinoita zvichidai zvichidai so vamwe vangu vachichema chema kuti havasi kukwanisa kupinda paintanet nenyaya yekuti hakuna signal. Of course vamwe vari kuzvamba nenyaya yedata you know they have to buy data so
yeah,
they can
bisa.
Access
yeah,
yeah. So
you know dura
asina kumbomira mushe vamwe vari so zvakasiyana siyana vamwe vari kufara vamwe havasi kufara of course vari kurewo vari kufara mutataura nomwe muchinda ngari ku Beijing ku China achiti zvinotibatsira nekuti hatichakwira ndege kuenda kuZimbabwe kungonotarisa kuona kuti ndiripo here ndodzoka ndozodzokera futi musi wa 30 kunovhota ndozvanga zvichiitika izvi
right. Evans kodwa ngimzwile u producer wethu usandikutshela kuti we now have our first guest, Umnumzana Reinhard Ncube, the one that I said is going to be running for MP. The Njube constituency MP.
Uyakhuluma, uyataura.
Uyakhuluma.
Ah, asimuzwe ke.
Eh, Ncube, unjani Umnumzana?
Yati la baba, hey, yabo ngokuthi lami ngibe ngiphatha sifushela lolo oluzakala nje. Luyindaba engathi sekugodini kumbe hlupha nje elizweni lethu. Awunezinsuku.
Of course, of course, Lumza.
Ya, into engafuna nje ukuthi ndandile lade ukukhuluma ngubaba lapha. Into ezona zezimqoka nje abantu abazipointe out uqala ukuthi ukuyakorrect i-voters roll lay ukuthi umuntu uyathembisa i-message elem ela correct information but the come and see a checker ifica ukuthi information elapha information wrong. So I think you probably will start to sit like njalo in my constituency then after sembuza abanye athi ngifuna ukuya register to vote in this time but ibona umuthi ngizamile for about 1 hour elophe ukudeclarela ukuthi ngiregister so ngicela ngiregister so ngezinye izinto nje ezilokhu ezipopa up ziphuma ngokuya kwesikhathi sizinanzelela ngama-errors abakhona nge-voters roll singakafika kwesabeni ukuriga nokwenziwa yizeki nje ukuthi i-behavior yezeki ngathi ingani i-partisan behavior yezeki enganithatha ama-side isayidela i-party ethize kumbe ngithi ingani idlekana le-party ethize when it comes to ukuthi they release information that the public needs, especially when it comes to voters roll.
Awungitshele-ke Reinhard ngamafishane ukuthi how now that the voters roll has been made accessible online, but there's only what 2 days left until the nomination court. How does that affect you when njengomuntu who's running for MP?
Yeah, I think for now I submitted my forms as later. And my forms are not church approved because they promised the meeting is about nayo abazivize bonke ama aspiring candidates ukuthi ngisanini ama forms so that when it comes to nomination court yonke into ibe isi right wena ubuze ufika kuphela ulandele ku check court kumbe ubhadala imali but now sambile ama regional offices that we submitted our form even up to now I don't know whether I am qualified kumbe ngatshola nge last day or nge last hour ngikasi ukugijima senjele hlubani lobani abakho u voters roll kumbe senjele ukuthi mina even as a candidate angikho u voters roll because zonke izinto esizikhanyeleyo so into esithi singa affect kakhulu ukuthi cabanga ngelanga lokugcina kumbe sokufela ama hours they tell me that I'm not in the voters roll. Ouch. I feel how would I tell abantu asebe rich to vote for me ukuthi uthiwa angikho voters roll kumbe abantu that nominated me I found out that maybe 4 of them are not in the voters roll or they are ama mistakes amakhulu that hinders them to nominate me even if they now have to run around nge last day or ngama last minutes sengikalisa ukudinga new people to nominate me so ngathi yiyo inkinga ekhona ngokuthi ivoters roll kungakarelease.
Go ahead.
Akusitshele Mike Mbijana. What is he saying? Vari kuti chi watirasa panapa.
And then akukhulumisona yini mnumzana.
Watirasa.
Apo alright. Kan Reinhard akukhulumisona.
I can only use English now. I'm finishing as I'm here, but I can hear you, Sean.
All right, right. So, Apo Reinhard is basically getting into several different issues. One of them being and Ndambomvundla uthi akusezo naye wada uphinda umsarudzo zegorerino. He was looking to be a member of parliament. How does something like this affect him? Kuti, you know, voters roll yanonoka kubulitswa.
Aha.
Abapanewa nimwewo wambotaura kupanewa mwewo anembudzi. This was Gabasa Network.
Yes, right. Yes, very sure.
And he's talking about how certain things like that could easily hinder him from, of course, getting the position that he's looking to aspire to get.
It makes sense. Tine hama zedu kadzimwe dzisiri hama dzenyu dziya dzinga dzisinganzwiwo chirungu nedzisinganzwiwo ndevele. So tangoti tivagamire padhuze tivanzwe kuti mukoma Reinhard Ncube vari kuti kudii. So vatereri vancube vari kutaura ivo kuti pane zvimwe zvinogona kuitika zvinofanana nekudhura kwemabhanduro yekuti mugone kupinda pa link yezeki yekuti muone zviri kuitika kuitawo zvimwe zviri kunonotsawo kuti vamwe vane mamistakes anononoka kugadzirwa sekuti nomination court ndiyo yadai kusvika musi wechina zvaakutoitika saka mamwe mazita evari kuda kupinda musarudzo achanonoka kuapprovewa nechikonzero chekuti havasati vawana manominations anokwana zvichinonotswa nekuti nguva yabuda voters roll nenguva yazosvika kuti vanhu vaende kunomination court mazuva acho ari pedyo napedyo zvakanyanya saka ndozvimwe zvezvavari kunongedzera kuti zvingangovadzokesere kumashure nekuvadzikisira mikana yavo yekuti vapindewo sekuti vamiririre sememba yemuparamende kudunhu ravari kuda kumirira vari kublawaya handiti
usenjuba
isi kublawaya here
I'm talking about the specific constituency that he is competing
with. Aha, okay, thank you very much. So, Honorable Nwe, can we call you Honorable yet?
I'm still an aspiring candidate until they approve me on 14 June.
No problem. Asante sana, we keep moving. So, how has people in your constituency responded to the rush of going to check if their names are there and make amendments and corrections if they need to?
One thing that I've realized is that a lot of people, they are busy here and they kind of feel like annoyed because already some people, they are thinking that maybe there are a lot of things like related to rigging that are happening, and a number of people, they are kind of annoyed. They didn't go to check on their their details if they are correct or not. So a number of them just go. Let me just say a number of new registered voters, especially young people, they didn't even bother to go and check, to cross-check if their details are correct. I realized that a number of old people, they went there to check, and then there were lots of mistakes. That's
what I can say now. So considering that we are living in a time-sensitive environment now, mm-hmm. where people are busy with work and school and other things, you know, Zimbabwe is a hustling country right now where, as it stands. Is it not a good idea that ZEC comes up with these online facilities where they can just do it in the comfort of their homes or during breaks at school or breaks at work? What's your take on this development?
I think it's a good development. Not every development comes with its own negatives. For example, I think it's a good development in the sense that we can, let's say if they upgraded and allowed us to do everything at home without necessarily going to polling stations or to regional offices to check and to correct. However, now this system, once that I've realized that it creates a lot of fear, because now someone has to be captured, their faces to be captured and to be stored, and there is not enough explanation as to that, because our people, they are still afraid. We are coming from the Mugabe era where people were intimidated by a lot of things. So now as a voter, to have my face stored somewhere where I don't even know, where there's not so much explanation, some people, they think that most probably they will be known. Like their votes won't be. So that's my secret. Because now ZEC owns their face, or certain parties for their face, and they can be followed after elections. Then the other thing, pending this development, I'll just bring in the major argument by the MPs Alliance. The credibility of it, because there is lots of technological fraud that can take place. There can be a lot of manipulation. As long as we do not give, stakeholders access to PVR servers. So I think that remains a major threat to this development. No, it has got some good to it.
Mm-hmm. Right, Reinhard, what ngibuze ke buti. Umzulu Evans esekhuluma sithi uke wakhuluma labanye abantu abaningi, and the one thing that they highlighted is ukuthi even though abanye have been successful in accessing this link, sebehamba online and checking ama details abo, some people were complaining basically, you can't change izinto. Let's say there's an error. Mina sengibhalisile njengo Mike kodwa they register me as female or something like that. I can't change that online. Now when njengomuntu who's looking to ensure that this process runs smoothly, is there advice that you can give abantu abanjalo to ensure all the information is perfect?
Yeah, I think that he in the PGR women the one is with a change. And any problem, maybe just to continue on what you are saying, sometimes this information that you can see on your phone or on your laptop sitting at home does not tally with the information that is in the paper or what that's wrong. So sometimes you find it, let's say, by either the landlord get it, like on internet or on that bed that they sent to me.
Yeah, okay.
I can come and check out on paper, I found out that they return me as a finger.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a mistake on my identity number.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you challenge what you call so I think
Where is this link?
I link
you. Ezek, eyok abantu ba check ukuthi kanti is all my information perfect.
I link you Ezek lana website simply Ezek. I think it's www.zeka. But you were such a Ezek. So even if you Google yourself, just Ezek, you have only a village that you have. Then you go there. But now I haven't really efficiently used it.
Right. I hope that
some are not so much compatible even with our phones. I only download some forms just for information or reading some things, but now to follow up, I'm a teacher.
Right, I say good. Okay, I hope we will spend the lumbus or umnumzan ubonga and la uti lilai link lobaka yevosilayo. Esizakwenzayo bongani ungafaki nombolo yakho la sizakuthumezela umlayezelo ku WhatsApp sikuthumezela ilink. Umarangit nasho yabuza umbuzo ofanayo sithi where is the link? This link is notorious, Evans.
Well, just to make our listeners comfortable, as VOA, we've posted this like a few hours ago on all our pages. It's on the VOA Shona page, the VOA Ndebele, and the VOA English page. Mukayenda ipapo mnoana lingi iripo yezek yekuti, just copy and paste. Mobile da pa phone penyu, mopindo paru kupinda wangwe mwone kutizitari enyu harina kunyoro wari chipa kumashure ere ne zimwe zvakadaro zvinoda kugadziriswa asita poster kuitira vateereri vedu muonewo access nemiwo kana maiwana share ione vamwe kuti munhu wese agone kuwana mukana wekuona pairi.
Mbona ngani usumusizi lumarange tinazve. He's saying he's on the Zek website, nothing is there.
Ngavaende ku VOA Facebook.
I say akuzwa mnumzane, say akuzwa. Okay, Renard, uthi ngibambe umlomo kancane. We have another clip that we would like to play for abalaleli bethu. Siyalikhuthaza lonke ukuthi lisitshele ukuthi selibhalisile na. So uMavela Sinhlanganya huye who is on our VOA Shona desk and is one of our hosts here at Studio 7. Has something special to say to you guys. So let's just take a look at what Marvelous has to say.
Madzimai, muriko here uko. Tiri kukokai pamweno yesarudzo kuti mutiudze kuti muchange muri kuvota here. Hatidi kuziva isu kuti munovhotera ani, asi tinoda kuziva kuti makanyoresa here uyezve zvii zvamuri kutaura semadzimai panyaya iyoyi yezvesarudzo. Kuti mutitumire vhidhiyo zviri nyore, endai pa WhatsApp yenyu motsvaga pakanzi Studio 7, motsvaga pane kasaina kake plus mudzvanya ipapo. Pano kushisa ipa kamera mova mati ti, pa kamera ipa apo, kana mashika mkamera, muona kuti muri kuzviona here pa video yenyu, kana muri kuzviona mva madzvanya app, paneka round app, mutanga kutaura imi kuti ini ndoitwa Marvelous Mhlanganya uye, ndichange ndiri kuvhota musarudzo, asi hatidi kuziva kuti muri kuvhotera ani, izvozvo ndezvemwoyo menyu. Muchinge mapedza kudaro mva mangodzvanya kuti taa, paka blue sign apo inobva yauya kwatiri isusu. Uyezve kana muchinge mapedza kudaro, endai munotumira WhatsApp yenyu panhamba dzinoti 001 202 465-0318. Number zedu shakare 001-202-465-0318. Musa sari madzimai, sari zoezi ndedze nyu.
Video clip, maiona kupakuna Marvelous Muthlanga nyawe, mumwe wedu panu pa Voice of America Studio 7, vachi kuratidza imaitirwa azvo, ndofungwa vanga vakaterera nevanga vakatarisa, maona kuti zvinofamba sei. Mike, ndanzwa mushe here kuti honorable Reinhard Nuwe vati vanhu vachiri vakakwidibirwa nekutya mugabe hanzi tichiri kutya kuti zvaiitika makore kumashure esaya pamwe ndo zvichiri kungoitika saka vamwe vanhu vakawanda havasi kubuda kuenda kunotarisa mazita avo kuti aripo here papa voters roll nekuti agadziriswe mamistakes aripo nekutya kuti pamwe zvinogona kushandiswa izvozvo kuvavhiringidza kuti vatadze kuvhota zvakanaka kana kubirwa mavhoti avo kana vazopinda musarudzo. Pane mikana here kuti zvirambe zvichiitika izvozvo?
Nokuti simbuze ke Reinhard umzwile mbuzo ka Evans.
Anguzisana kahle
uthi ithuba lisasekhona na ukuthi abantu bayamsaba oke waba ngumongameli uRobert Mugabe abantu besithi a ngaphuma ngiyocheka ukuthi ibizo lami lisasekhona lami bazangibona and then abantu bazathi bazangilandela abantu basasaba na
ayangaqhubeka ngizwe.
Because are people still scared emphakathini basi of umongameli oke waba ngumongameli uRobert Mugabe?
Eh.
Mm. Umzile.
Eh ngiyamuzwa. So okay. Is there a way that the electronic system can be manipulated back office or behind office or behind doors to kind of switch things around and change names and move around information to the advantage of any political party in question?
Yes, there is. Because this is, we are talking about the computerized system altogether. So there are very, very high chances that there can be manipulation of the voters' role in favor of certain individuals and parties. One of the issues that we have been discussing as candidates or even we have been discussing on social media is that the way ZEC is refusing to allow access to PVR servers, it can raise so much fears on ghost voters. We can have ghost voters because in the past, like in 2013, there was recently raised something on incredibility of elections, like saying that about 1 million people were robbed of their votes, and there were a lot of ghost voters. So chances are some people are registered, but they are in the Euro acres they are talking.
Right. Reinhard, Gulo Ndabezes with Vigi Oti, if the opposition is serious about winning, not merely participating in forthcoming elections, they should pressure ZEC to postpone these elections in order to put everything in order. Isluleko is ukuthi most people, particularly in rural areas, are not computer literate to check their details online and even to computer literate to what? The time frame for these elections, right? So when ubona ngani ithuba likhona nalo ukuthi ZEC pushes these elections ngenxa yokuthi everything seems so rushed and so compacted.
No, I think there is no chance because I was reading a comment a comment by the ZEC chairperson Justice Priscilla Chikumba saying that it's only left for the court to push the elections to another day. It's not for ZEC. It's not ZEC's duty to do so. And I think for now, I think everything has been declared and has been said. And according to the Constitution, after election has been declared, there can be no reform or any changes as far as laws are concerned pertaining the elections.
Mm-hmm.
So now, the president has already declared the election date. Therefore, I don't think there can be any changes. I don't know, maybe protests may hinder that date, but I can't foresee any changes when it comes to that.
Right. What's in Bambumlomo? He spoke about protests. So we are going to bring in our protest expert.
Are you talking about gift?
The number one. Yes,
Ostalos.
Who gift Ostalos Siziva Gutelo? Gift Unjanput. Siziva Ukona na?
Yeah, I'm going to be
honest. Unjan, doing in good. Right, so welcome to the program, Chief.
Thank you.
Right, so today basically I'm showing Ngega Kulma Lawing of Castle and Amafishan Uti. We're talking about ZEC's rollout of the, now I'm getting lost.
Electoral voting roll.
You were one of the people that were out in arms protesting for electoral reforms. And one of the things that you guys were asking for is Uti, is ZEC ilinikeze i-voters roll? Now that ZEC has done that, first question is, are you happy?
I think we are not happy because of the major contradictions that have arisen and a lot of issues within the consolidated voters' roll from Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, because a voters' roll to us is a very important asset and a very important part of a guarantor towards free, fair, and credible elections. If you check the 2013 election, it was contested because of the voters' roll. So we are stuck again in that rut of contestation because of where you can find one person who's registered in a central party, did not even register to the BAVR, or a person left the country, for example, probably 8 years ago. So all these contradictions are a byproduct of a merge processes. And of course, I think protest action is important because it was only after our march where we made it clear without any equivocation that we demand the consolidated voters' roll. So for me, the language of protest is exactly what it is and these goals understand.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important for people to always be that clear so that we can be able to achieve free, fair, and credible elections, because the demands that are demanded now are not necessarily about amendments.
Mm-hmm.
Of the electoral law, but they are rather implementation of the already existing provisions in the Electoral Act. For example, issue of access to media by all stakeholders is already provided for. Voters' roll, something that is already provided. So the issue is about implementation, that which is already there.
Interesting. No, Nyamuzo. Asimbambe mbijana timbo tora mtere aripa phone hapo tinzo tuwaru kutuchi.
Alright, sisi wa nkoli mbambe angani kwenye na nisi yeza guwe manji.
Uzwil. Halo, mtere wedu. Makadiko.
Ripet maasimbere.
Ayo watiri nani, ndiani wedu yu muri kupi?
Zonzi Engineer Mandava, I'm calling from Harare.
Engineer Mandava, wariko Harare. Mapinda mchirongwa mkoma tunokuchinga midzai. Na wiri mdariro ndiyo hii voters roll electronic tani malingi zeki aburita malingi vanhu vakuona vachiita ma changes online ne urongwa uripo wese tatarisana nekuti musi wechina nomination court is going to sit as well. Muri kutambira sei zviri kuitika izvi kwamuri muri kuona zvakamirawo sei zvino?
What I'd say is that it is acceptable in terms of our capacity as Zimbabwe, where we are right now. I think it's a great step. We've made significant progress. And my concern, rather, would be once that voter's roll is made public, everybody is going to have access to information, rather private information that pertains to private individuals. Do we have any form of security thereafter in terms of our information? That has been an issue that people have not, dealt with or have provided, comfort to us as to what is going to happen to that information. You've seen how Facebook and all other social platforms have made use of people's personal information. I fear that we are going to have a serious problem after this whole excitement about the this whole process. People are forgetting we need security for our teachers.
Tell me something. Have you tried out the link?
I have tried out the link. My information has come up accurate as I submitted it, and all my contacts are intact. But I'm worried that if anybody gets hold of my information, where do we go to from there?
Mm-hmm. This gentleman is an engineer, Mike. Maybe let's throw him under the bus a little bit and say, Mkoma, technically, is there no way of protecting or encrypting information and protecting all that information from a back office perspective through the computer system or the IT system that could protect all this information and people?
You see, what happens is that that provision may be there, but somebody may not have thought about it. And then it is this right now, people say, oh, we forgot security. Mm-hmm. And people then begin to hack into the system. And before we know it, everybody has got access to our information.
Mm-hmm.
It may not make sense right now as Zimbabwe, where we are. But as we begin to progress and develop technically, it now begins to make more sense with all this electronic money, electronic processes. You know, people can have access to that information, change title deeds, change papers, change you know, our NASA payouts and all this based on that information. So people are not looking at the security aspect. They just want to have the piece of paper or that electronic copy, and what happens next?
Interesting. Maybe one more question for you. There has been talks behind doors and in corridors, in you know, publicly people have been talking, and some of the things that have been coming up were the rigging exposure that people are facing. Just people in general claim, and opposition parties as well have claimed that in the past, ZANU-PF has literally rigged elections, and they talk about using the ZAC as a platform to manipulate the system and use it to the advantage of ZANU-PF. Do you think the missing security linkages that you're talking about could be a deliberate move to manipulate the system and get an advantage over other parties over the election? Is that a possibility?
I'll immediately throw the ball back to you. Number one, look at the American election and the issues that are running up to now after His Excellency Trump came into office. Do you notice that the battle is still on? FBI is still investigating.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because America, as big as it is technically, is grappling with the issue of security of information and the voting process. And Zimbabwe is not spared. Anything can happen. What needs to happen is we need to have checks and balances so that we are comfortable with the whole process. The exposure is there. If America could experience it, what more Zimbabwe?
Right. Interesting.
So, and then the second thing I want to say is that I'm a bit worried about the contestants in this election. The first thing is that a lot of them are not sure about the outcome. So everybody wants to have some way to seek refuge in. So they'll raise, we want that, do that, do that. So if anything in the form of them losing an election, they will have something to point to. But I think we need to grow out of that and accept where we are and how we are developing. Our challenges will be different from significantly progressed America. You know, we would be completely different. We are growing, and we are changing our attitudes, our behaviors, our technical references. We are changing all that as we go. So there should be provision for some error, if I may be allowed to use that, a plus or minus, such as we grow. But the glaring mistakes and wrong things must be dealt with. If they're that glaring. But we don't want to live on you know, continual suspicion. We've been in election mode for 20 years now, and we've not developed at all because of election mode. And we need to get out of that. And a lot of people have enjoyed this election mode because they've benefited through donor funding, through government grants, through, you know, all sorts of things. Both sides have enjoyed it, but the people have suffered. So we don't want this election mode to continue for another 5 years. We've had 20 years, it's enough. And if people are interested in developing our country, this time people must say, look, guys, it's enough. Let's work. Let's work for the next election if we don't make it this time around. I think people must be prepared for that.
Okay. Very interesting angle there you are putting, my brother. Thank you very much for joining in. We're going to throw back a little bit of the questions and pointers that you gave us to our guest as well. But we appreciate your coming on to the show.
Right. So what are the checks and balances? Information yami is just not floating around. In my life. And that's a question I actually want to throw at either Reynard or Ugift, but I feel Ugift should be able to answer it. Excuse me. Uko Nangis. Hello?
Hello,
Ufunu Gift or Mina, or Reynard? Hi, Ben Funu Kurma, then here's a go.
Okay.
See you. Right. Sing a woo zomnumzan. Bengfunu was right. I know one of the things that you guys were pushing as Generation Consensus is the usage of e-technology, and it's.
Yeah.
We are muzwa lapho umnumzana u-engineer Mandaba sekhalale sithi. Now that e-voters roll is now accessible online and eneng labantu will be able to see e-information yami, what can be done ukuze yena he feels some sort of security ukuze no one will just do anything and everything with e-information yakhe?
Yeah, I think we have to understand that as he appreciates that Zimbabwe is coming from where it's coming from, in our history, as we advance both technologically and politically.
Mm-hmm.
So politically, we have what we call fundamental human rights. We have one of the most important rights that is at play. That is the right to vote. Already, as I'm speaking to you, the diaspora has been denied its right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an explanation of where we stand primitively as a society in terms of our democratic advancement.
Mm-hmm.
Because at one end, we want to realize the fundamental right of one person to access information and to be able to make sure that they secure their vote. And at the same time, we're grappling with somebody's right to privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important, and it's bad because politicians, in the form of ZANU-PF, when we went to Zimbabwe Electoral Commission during the time of the purchasing of the biometric voter registration kits.
Mm-hmm.
UNDP, which wanted to fund the process when the government said it doesn't have the money, was then told later by the same government that now the treasury has money so the state can finance the buying of these kits.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the challenge is with how we then advance technologically within the electrocentric approach is the government's blocking of, funding that was related to the electoral process. So we are then stuck again in this rut because their argument, we don't have this technology, these are the contradictions, whereas there was, things that were put in place to ensure that technological issues and security issues are dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
It takes me to the next issue around the election, which is the issue of the ballot box, of the ballot paper, who is printing the ballot paper. If the engineer can also note that the issue of technology also goes back to the issue of servers.
Mm-hmm.
Where are these servers being kept? What is the security? So are we sure that no one can tamper around with elections while people are voting, all these kind of things?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole issue of government's irresponsibility and the lack thereof of political will to ensure that security issues are dealt with in line with how we advance technologically. But remember, with lessons. We did a research. These things are not just things that people think, Evelele, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
We did a research with the Kenyan. We went there. We know what Kenya did. We know what even other countries close by did with this biometric voting. Because with the examples of countries that have used biometric voting system. So with the lessons, we knew all these things were going to come into play. But all the same, we are stuck now. We need to go to elections in the next few hours. And 48 hours to be precise, we're going to the nomination court.
Mm-hmm.
So it was impossible in the name of private security of individuals to then stop accessing of the voters' roll. Because it is a major area of contestation. In fact, the characters of competitive authoritarian regime is that after dictatorship, these new regimes, by their nature, they don't practice dictatorship, but at the same time, they don't practice democracy.
Hmm.
So this is where we are with the competitive authoritarian regime that is made that dictatorial doesn't practice naked repression, but at the same time, it is not democratic. So they must open the democratic space. To do so, they must have people to make sure that political parties and actors have access to the consolidated voters' roll so that people can inspect it. People can see it so that if our results are contested, people contest from a clear area of contestation that, no, I didn't see my name or these were the issues. Some people died. You know, it's also reflective of the nature of people who are running our society, even in parastatal. Tobai Watone Dumunde, very old, known in contested outcomes. It's there. And then we have all these people who died long time ago appearing in voters roll. You have people 109 years appearing, you know, all these
contests. Ngoma Gift, let's hold you there a little bit. We'll come back to you just now. Let's take another caller. You might also have a few questions that we would like you to respond to. Mike, tinemtereri.
Yes, silo mlaleli. Mlaleli, hello. Mtereri, hello.
Hello.
Eh, magadi yimgom.
Ndasi mba magadi yewem.
Ai wa tripo mapinda kamchirongwa. Zita ndiani mgom.
Zita ndi Brian Marova.
Eh, va Marova mapinda kamchirongwa.
Ndoti enda nakupinda.
Right, mambo tlayawo here link ya buriso nezek.
Andina kumbotraya ndaichida kutombonzwa angu kuti zofamba sei vende zokwanisa kupa overviews angu nchinzwawo. Nevanga vari kutaura kuti izvi ifamba sei ndizokwanisa kuisawo maonero angu pazviri.
All right, mukoma wangu evanzi shasha yedu yeku studio 7 ambotaurawo nevamwe vanhu vamboti vamboishandisawo link saka evanzi chimbotsana ngura kuti zvinofamba sei.
All right, mukoma wangu muno link iripo pama website ezek iri kutenderera isuo taitorawo taiposta pama page yedu yese VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele and VOA English. Mukangoenda pa link iyoyo muri pa phone penyu mukaidzanya inofanira kukuburitsira page rinobva rangonanga parinoburitsa pamunofanirwa kunyora monyora zita renyu rese. Mukangonyora zita renyu mukadzvanya enter inofanira kuburitsira information yenyu yese semaisira makaita muchinonyoresa kuvota. Kana paine zvakakanganisika munobva matoona kuti apa pakakanganisika apa kwakuchivatsvaga kuti vari padhuze papi kuti zviedze kugadziriswa. Chatabvunza vamwe vese vamboishandisa chavatitsanangurira ndechekuti hapana mukano wekuti vagone kuzvigadzirira vega kana paine mazita akakanganiswa. Asi zvaakudwa kuti muchienda kupi kuhofisi yezek munobatsirwa ikoko. Asi link iripo kana izvezvi mukatarisa papeji redu reshona rendevele rechirungu itoripo zvakare. Mukangoenda mukadzvanya sezvandataura matopinda mustyre.
Fair.
Ndotienda nerudorwenyu.
Mapabata ka?
Ndapabata nichazotarisa ndonyatsozvitarisa zvakanaka sekutaura kwamai.
Imimi muri kupi?
Ndiri kuSouth Africa.
Hamuoni manje inobva yakuitirai zvakanaka kuti hamuchakwira bhazi kuenda kuHarare kungonoona zita renyu kuti riripo here. Munoita muri ikoko mozongokwira bhazi pakuenda kunovhota chete.
Ndotienda.
Zvakanaka mukoma wangu, ndokutendai nekupinda muchirongo.
Mazita
hmm. Mike, what is Gift saying?
ugift ukuminente eziningi la kodwa basically wathi ngimbuze kahle sizi wewe masiqale siye ku Reinhard
Reinhard usekhona
ku gift Reinhard Ncube ngithi usase khona mnumzane
hello
ukhona ngithi ngu Reinhard ya ngu Reinhard
ya ngu Reinhard
right Reinhard sekulabalaleli abaningi abangenile kuhlelo and eningi labo it seems as though into yokuqala u engineer Mandaba umlaleli oqala yena he was complaining about e security of information as someone who should have access to the voters roll and someone who understands ukuthi i voters roll is now online wena uthini ngalokho
yeah I think that's a very valid question or point that is raised by the engineer there because Isaac hasn't done so much justice in assuring the electorate and the security of information we have online because now we have to understand the kind of Zimbabwe that you are coming from is it the Zimbabwe where people are still full of fear we must not underestimate the fact that people are still afraid of ZANU-PF, are still afraid of the whole system, ZANU-PF system and ZEC system. Mm-hmm. Because we are talking of people, of the electorate that has been abused before. Mm-hmm. So I think now it's less for ZEC to assure how secure and how safe is their information there on them, mm-hmm. on their PVR system. And the other thing that I want to point out, I think, izekho kungamele inanzelele futhi sikhuluma ngabantu abasemakhaya of which I think the largest percentage yethu yabantu abavotayo they are from rural areas abakwazi all these things one thing about rural area voters that most of the time eqinisweni they are just followers they are just doing as they are told they don't even question a lot of things because most of the time these things they are too far-fetched for them even if you are trying to explain to umuntu ohlala ekhaya othola nzima ukusebenzisa simple apps like WhatsApp uzama uku-explainela nge-PVR kuba nzima one of the questions umuntu ombuza wena ekhaya nje ukuthi isesi yami kathesi lapha like I pointed style ukuthi umuntu wathi isesi yami kathesi isilapha mina ngiyesaba I'm talking about someone from Matabele land.
Mm-hmm.
They know these are people that are still suffering from the effects of Boko Haram.
Mm-hmm.
And they know the kind of man who is in power now.
Mm-hmm.
So the question was, how is it safe? We talk about this alarm.
We
are not talking about this alarm. So I think this thing is still equal to what with him. What if he is still laying a heap? What if abantu that you have got the asset. Let's say abantu abahlala eMabamasi, ama-CIO. What if they've got access to information there? And what if they have abuse after that? I'm just saying, ngikuzilela okungabe kuyo
uinjiniya.
So I think it's for exactly ngokwayo. Ukuthi i-educate abantu. Like you said, ukuthi I'm just saying ukuthi election day vele isiba i-chop-chop. And Zimbabwe is not fit for elections because you are going to have the electorate that is not so much educated on this election mm-hmm. that are just going to vote for the sake of voting.
Mm-hmm.
So, abantu bemakhaya, are they really educated team? No. Abantu abadala even emadolobheni, are they really educated team? No. Even intsha eningi, are they really educated in election? Because you find that ukuthi abakho really ready for that. So, becoming language.
Sizibo. Sizi bukhona ecingweni?
Yeah, ngikona my brother.
Umzwile u Reinhard, ngiyazi vele ukuthi wena usubhodile iZimbabwe yonke, usukhulume labantu abaningi from the urban cities to abantu abasemaphandleni. Bona abantu abasemaphandleni, do they understand this whole situation? Do they understand ukuthi kahle bayenzani?
Yeah, I think what we can conclude in a just manner is to say that it's really I'm at this I get unsettled about the perception we probably have about people in rural areas. I can confirm without a doubt that people in rural areas are very conscious, but their consciousness is very sophisticated because it comes out as ignorance. So to somebody who does, if you have a deeper conversation with these people, you'll be shocked. They're very, very conscious, but they're sophisticated in their consciousness because some are rooters because they're dealing with trust issues. So they don't know who they're talking to. So even if Mpoi goes there to do a research, they can give information deliberately of what they suspect that you want to know. For example, everyone suspects that anyone who comes to rural areas to some extent is a state agent and of some special when you are unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not clear in terms of political affiliation. Say, no, I'm not for political party, I'm in a cutting. So people give you information that if it's submitted to the powers that be, for example, the chief, the traditional hierarchy, or the police or so forth, so they would want to be safe. But if you have a conversation with them that is political and you are in a safe space, you realize these people are very conscious. And that is why people like if they are going to be shocked by the outcome of the election and they're going to go to default mode. Because people in Zimbabwe, they are tired. Yes, as everyone has said, both my other brother who just spoke now and the previous speaker, Zimbabweans are tired of election.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabweans now want to go to a mood of developing Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to develop Zimbabwe is to democratize so that development and democracy go hand in hand. So it's a face that Zimbabwe and say, let us hear these things of the past, but also bearing them in terms of the culture, but knowing exactly what happened and so forth. So for me, I'm convinced that the rural folk is a clever one who's going to take people by surprise, especially when people think that he or she is very ignorant.
Right.
And then number two, I think there should be more work around this, as my brother said, to try and educate people on the technical running of the electoral process, both in the rural and the urban setup.
Right. On that point there, ngicela uphendule ngolwimi olwesiNdebele. Njengomuntu olwela amalungelo abasakhulayo, are you going around lipota-pota lifundisa abontanga ukuthi kanti how does this technical side work?
Thina njengabatsha sesibhode endaweni ehlukeneyo eZimbabwe sikhuluma labatsha mayelana nge-election njalo lama-processes ama-election le-outcome yama-election ukuthi okay ama-results may-announcewa kuhamba so abantu kufanele ukuthi bekwazi so ukuthi abantu bamonitor njani their own vote sefike endaweni esijeneyo nge-weekend ezayo le nge-Wednesday siyabe sisemathebeleni north Thursday siyabe siphakathi siyabe singena futhi siyehla emathebeleni lon sekubobhinga jolotho konke indaba esiyabe sihamba ngayo indaba yama-elections lapho siyabe sikhuluma khona labatsha ema-growth point ezindlini kuma-village endaweni esijeneyo nasiqeda ikho sesizabuya khona kuma-urban areas ngenxa yokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abatsha bebekwazi ukuthi hayi ukuze mina ngivote kufanele ukuthi ngibe lesithupha fanele ngibe nalokhu njalo ikakhulu kathesi ngesikhathi leso okukhangelwa khona i-voters roll ukuthi umuntu ebone ukuthi hayi ibizo lami likhona njalo ubone ukuthi ibizo lakhe libhalwe ngendlela eyiyo yini ibizo isibongo i-address konke ngenxa yokuthi umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthi ngelanga lokhu siyavota ethole ibizo lingekho so yinto ebesihamba ngayo ngohlelo loku-ensure ukuthi abatsha bakwanisa ukuvota and njalo bekwazi ukuthi hayi nxa sebekwazi iindaba zokuvota sesixoxisana mayelana lokhetho sikhangele ukuthi hayi besetafulela abafuna ukuvotelwa yibathi kulo mutsha umfana ofuna ukuvotelwa kulabadala begugrawundi so siyabe sikhulumisana njengabatsha sibone ukuthi hayi bona ngani njengabatsha singihamba-ke lo jahe elincane leli elakojamisa
ah sikuzwile sizihusa sikuzwile kahle ngiyabonga mnumzana right Evans usungabala ama-comments yebo Reinhard
yebo ngicela ukubuza umbuzo just nje ukuthi kule nto eyenzakala njalo ngize into yakhona iyaqhubeka ikakhulu emakhaya ukuthi lathi beke bezwa yini ngabantu abahamba becela ama-serial number awe-slip yesana sokuthi urejistile ukuvota so I want to understand because mina lani I for one akathi vokiseni kulomama omile egedini esithi ufuna i-serial number uyabe ufuna ibizo lakho esithiwe iveki but mina ngakunakelela somuntu ezekubengangamitha then I heard ukuthi even indupane ejibajiba kunabantu abambakhela ama-serial number ama-voter slip lana so ngifuna ukuthi what's the effect does that have any effect when it comes to ukuriga and stuff because I think this thing is not kept ngakokuthi uyi-way of reading I think
Guys, yeah. Unfortunately, Ukgift won't have an opportunity to open Lombuzo long. 20 seconds. But guys, thank you so much for joining us on our program, on our show. We had Gift Ostalo Tiziva and Reina Gnube. My name is Mike Kobe, Zimbabwe. Let's meet next time.
And I'm Evan Zilinga. Goodbye.